5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
NASA says this is a trailblazing mission to seek out answers about the dawn of our solar system. Over the next 12 years, the Lucy spacecraft will travel more than 6 billion kilometers to the giant gas planet Jupiter. Once there, the tiny craft will study the so-called Trojan asteroids caught in the planet's gravitational pull.
These things really are the fossils of what planets formed from, right? We understand planets formed as these things hit each other and grew and competed, and these are the leftovers of that. So if you want to understand where the solar system came from, you have to go to these small bodies.
This is NASA's longest exploratory mission to date, with team members preparing for more than a decade. If all goes well, Lucy will reach the first swarm of asteroids by August 2027, before unfurling its unique array of solar panels.
They will be the largest solar arrays flying the largest distance from the sun. And so Lucy will be the first spacecraft that's flying the furthest on solar power.
It'll be years before we get any answers about these ancient rocks in space, but scientists say understanding them will help protect our planet against rogue asteroids that may head towards the Earth. It's happened before, most famously in 2013, when an asteroid crashed through the Earth's atmosphere over Russia, producing a shockwave that caused mass injuries and structural damage. It's a scenario scientists have long talked about, but this mission may be vital in protecting our planet.
That is a crucial component of understanding what threat they pose to our own planet, the Earth. We can't defend ourselves from objects which we don't know anything about.
Next month, NASA plans to launch its DART spacecraft with the intention of deliberately colliding with an asteroid. It's all part of a planetary defense strategy, even as Lucy begins its years-long search for answers. Andy Gallagher, Al Jazeera, Miami, Florida.